Andy and Kat podcast is brought to you by Gracie's Goodies, locally owned and operated in Leo. Choose the bakery that was voted number one in the best bakery, best desserts, and best wedding cake maker categories in the 2023 Reader's Choice Best of Awards. Gracie's features a variety of yummy cupcakes, cookies, macarons, and brownies daily. Need a cake for a celebration? Order delicious cakes and decorated sugar cookies for any special occasion, designed to your specifications. And the cakes and cookies are not only pretty, they taste amazing. Find a full menu at graciesgoodies.com. Gracie's Goodies is the perfect choice to provide delicious desserts for your special event, celebration, or just because. Let Gracie's Goodies do dessert for you.
It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Here we are on a Monday in terms of what's trending with our news. Powerball jackpot. You're looking at $975 million for the drawing tonight. $471 million cash option. That's not an April Fool's joke, which, by the way, be on the lookout for those today. A lot of, I feel like, companies take to Twitter and launch crazy things to try to get noticed. I don't know. I think most of it usually backfires because I don't know that people have the same sense of humor anymore, right? Yeah. You say some joke or something like that,
and people get offended.
People get offended, and yeah. But today is the 20th birthday of Google's Gmail. It was launched on April 1st, 2004. I think this is really interesting. They launched it on April Fool's because they wanted people to think that it was a prank at first, because they were offering 1 gig of storage for free. And at the time, no one thought that that was possible, because Yahoo Mail was constantly making people delete, because I think you only got like 4 megs. By the way, moving forward, here we are today. 1.8 billion people have active Gmail accounts. Starting today, Dairy Queen fans, you can buy one Blizzard of any size and get one of equal or lesser value for free.
Yay.
Why would you do lesser value?
Do you have to use their app to do that? Or?
Oh, I assume. Everything's assumed, yeah. It is available. It's not just today. It's not an April Fool's joke. It's through the 14th. Speaking of which, rough week ahead weather-wise for the zoo. They have their, quote, wild zoo spring preview week this week. But it doesn't look like the weather's going to help you very much, as we have rain throughout the entire week and snow flurries on Wednesday. Of course, just before the Easter holiday, Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry passed at the age of 72 due to complications with his stomach cancer. The family did confirm, though, that public visitation will be from April 10th and 11th. The funeral will be the 12th, but the location and times of those are still being finalized. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Today is April Fool's. No pranks here on our show, but I will share with you some of the world's favorite corporate pranks. So be on the lookout today. There's usually some sort of like prank, usually like a fast food restaurant. Wendy's has been known to have a good social media account that tries to say funny things to get people to believe things for a little bit before they realize it's not true. I have here a list of some famous ones. I don't remember any of these. I just think the risk reward from a corporate standpoint doesn't make sense, but what do I know? Google Maps rolled out a Where's Waldo app on April Fool's Day in 2018, telling people that they could find a little mini game allowing users to find the iconic character in various locations around the world. People downloaded it, but they never found Waldo because
because it's a prank.
Right. That's right. That's right.
I can't believe people downloaded that.
See, the one that doesn't it just leave you angry? Like, you either you feel mad that you got taken, or you think it's lame to begin with. Like, I just don't see a lot of wins with April Fools, but that's just me. Like, if you want to prank your kids or something cute, that's different than like, oh, I don't know, we're a global corporation. Netflix back in 2018 also told everybody on social media that they acquired Seth Rogen, which is not true. They also, Amazon in 2017 claimed to introduce a new feature on their Echo devices called Pet Alexa.
pet Lexa?
Which would allow pets to communicate with Alexa and order their favorite treats, and people believed it.
No way. Come on.
That's not the only time a tech company made some headlines. In 2010, Google rolled out an animal translator. Google announced a new feature on Google called Translate for Animals that if you had your dog or cat make a sound into the microphone, would be able to translate the sounds into human language, and people thought it was real.
Well, that one is a little bit more believable than the ones you just gave us.
Stop it!
I mean, haven't you ever wondered what your dog Blue is wanting when he's like, bruh, bruh.
Right. And most of the time I know.
That he's hungry.
I gotta pee or someone's at the door.
Okay.
Okay? Or one of my three kids is too close.
Okay.
Those are the three. That's what woof woof means.
Okay. But you've wondered, right?
I didn't need to take my...
Your pet translator?
I didn't need to activate my pet translator. Most of the time, they're thinking, leave me alone. What can I eat and where can I pee?
Okay, but sometimes you want to know what the chicken is thinking.
I got to tell you, I'm not going to live here very long. And then finally, maybe some people say the greatest prank came from Taco Bell. Taco Bell, back in 1996, took out a full-page ad in several major East Coast newspapers announcing that they had purchased the Liberty Bell.
Oh, that's, I think I remember this.
And they were renaming the Liberty Bell since they bought it, the Taco Liberty Bell. Taco Bell's Liberty Bell. There was outrageous public outcry before people realized it was a prank.
Oh, man. I do remember that. Man, people are mad about that.
I mean, how does that come up? All right, everybody, that wraps up our first quarter review. We have our profit trends and our sales goals. Yes, Larry. Larry, you want to...
Give us an idea.
You're suggesting that we buy the Liberty Bell as a prank. Yeah, people will love that. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. By the way, Easter has turned into, and I blame social media, to Christmas 2.0.
Oh, you think so?
Now, obviously, there's a religious tie to a birth and a resurrection of Jesus' story. But in terms of gifts that are being given to children, I mean, they are vast. They are plentiful. The bounty of the baskets has gotten so big over the years. I mean, when I grew up, it was like five Hershey's Kisses and a lot of plastic grass.
Yes, thank you. Me too. And a lot of just empty, just decorated plastic eggs.
Empty eggs.
Yeah.
Empty hope. Not anymore.
I got a stuffed animal one year for Christmas or for Easter, and I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of candy and a stuffed animal.
Yeah, it was like... When I grew up, it was a lot of, man, that plastic grass is terrible. But a lot of that, but then it was like a couple bags or eggs of, you know, like a Hershey's Kiss, a couple M&Ms.
Tootsie Roll.
And then like one big chocolate bunny. And that was it. Wrap. We'll see you guys next year. Done. Production over.
Mm-hmm.
Treasure hunt to the basket. Eat your thing. Move on with your life. Not anymore.
No. My neighbor was out in their yard yesterday. Like, they were hiding eggs for their kids.
Sure they were.
And I took a peek at what, you know, and walked my dog by to see what they were doing with their baskets. It was stuffed animals. It was a lot of, like, I guess chocolate bunnies were in there. Pencils, markers, like, crafts kind of stuff for kids.
Coloring. I mean, it's...
Coloring books. Yeah. It was just their age.
I mean, there's wrapping paper. I never had wrapping paper to get to what was in my basket. Crazy. Anyway, I just label me jealous. It's a different world today.
Yeah.
Kids and their...
Easter baskets.
Stuff.
Well, your Easter bunny came a week early.
Our Easter bunny did come a week early. And our kids got stuffed animals and praise and love and
did
joy.
They do any type of Easter egg hunt?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know there were a lot of Easter egg hunts.
We had 24 eggs in our yard, and then we had to spend 5 minutes figuring out how many eggs each kid got. So it was a nice division exercise with among 7 and 8 year olds. So, Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. How did everybody do in geography? Well, apparently if you, like us, are east of the Mississippi, you don't understand where Oakland, California is.
Oakland, California. California.
Thank you, Kat, for breaking that down. But can you...
is it the southern tip of California? No? The southern tip of California.
Is Oakland?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Oakland is the sister city to San Francisco. It's the major city on the other side of San Francisco Bay.
Okay. Oh, what's the point to this story, I guess?
That you don't know where Oakland is, and you're not alone. Oakland Airport has proposed renaming itself for branding reasons.
Oh.
Because people never book flights through their airport, all the while the San Francisco airport is swamped. They've gone on to say that they believe nobody knows that if you're trying to get to San Francisco, Napa Valley, mm-hmm. Silicon Valley, Sedona, or any of these places that are sort of popular tourist attractions, that you don't go through Oakland. Whereas here, we know that there's multiple airports that can take you to Orlando.
Right.
There's like Orlando, and then there's one called like Sanford or something like that. Or that there's other airports that are near other places. Like if you're going to New York, a lot of people know that you can go to Newark, New Jersey. That is just on the other side of the, and then take you into New York City.
Okay.
There's three major airports. But apparently not enough Americans know that Oakland is just on the other side of San Francisco. And not the southern tip of California.
Well, did you know where it was?
Yes.
Oh, of course you did.
Yes.
Of course you did.
Yes.
I mean, I've been to Sacramento, California.
Is that, what tip is that on?
It's not a tip. It's not a tip.
Can I just ask a question? It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. How many of you call your best friend every day? Or maybe you call your mom every day, even though you're a grown adult. I know some people who have that type of relationship. I do not. But I know, in painting with a broad brush, women tend to have more of these relationships than men, where we have to communicate about nothing each other every day.
Well, I call my bestie every day. I talk to her every single day.
Every day. Sometimes multiple times a day.
It depends on what's going on that day, but yes.
Do you always call her, or does she call you, or does it vary?
It does vary. Now, I guess about 2 years ago, she would call me on her way to work every single day because, I don't know, it was just the way our schedules lined up. But now I call her like on my way home from work every single day.
And what do you talk about?
I don't know, just what the kids are doing.
Every day?
Yes, like her daughter's getting ready to go to college and she's just committed to a college. You know, just that kind of stuff. Stuff like that, what the dog's doing. You know.
I talk to my best friend quarterly.
Yeah, well, you're a dude and that's what dudes do. You hang out in sports bars and you just talk little.
A lot of tribal grunting and yeah, that's it. So Kat tells me she's talking to her best girlfriend. And then she continued, whatever. She didn't even think it was a big deal. She was telling me how she continued her conversation with her best friend in the shower. So Kat, instead of hanging up, instead of saying, can I call you back in 20 minutes, seeing as we're not talking about anything that's really pressing.
No, it was, it had to be something important. I don't remember what it was, but she called me and I'm like, I gotta get in the shower really quick. And so I just grabbed a red Solo cup, put it up on a shelf, put my phone in it so it wouldn't get wet, and then continued on the conversation. And then I was just telling you a minute ago, I need one of those shower speakers because I don't want to ruin my phone.
Do you talk to her often in the shower?
This is maybe the second or third time. So I guess not very often.
I just can't imagine.
I am multitasking, Andy. It was important.
But I needed to get somewhere. You don't remember what it was.
Well,
I love that.
Well,
Or something you don't want to share with the class.
Well, That could be that, too. It could be a little bit of both.
Oh, my gosh. I don't understand why you guys do that.
Ask Mel. Does she talk to her best?
No.
I don't think I'm the only one.
I didn't say that. I started the segment with women. I just don't understand why you can't. I just don't understand the shower.
I had to get somewhere, and I had to get that done, but I didn't want to stop the conversation because she was working with earbuds in, and I needed to do something. I needed to wash my body.
That's crazy.
Well, I didn't think it was all that crazy, but...
You're like, hang on, can you imagine if you and I were on the phone?
Well, I wouldn't tell you that I was in the shower. I would never tell you that I was in the shower.
Hey, Kat, hang on. Let me take this meeting while I get naked.
Yeah, and turn
on the hot water.
That's a little bit different.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the opposite sex type thing, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. It would seem weird. It would be like talking to my brother and saying, hey, bub, I'm going to get in the shower now.
Yeah,
that's how weird that would be.
That's how I'm hearing it now. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. You guys ever scroll social media? And then there's certain types of videos that suck you in. I'll tell you the ones that are getting me right now. And I don't know how they know that that's what I like. But have you ever watched like these guys? They go around to people's yards that have been
overgrown with all this grass.
Yes.
And
the guy walks up to him and he's like, "Hey, I don't want to trespass, but I'd like to clean up your yard for free."
Mm-hmm.
And then they just do a time-lapse video of them making the yard look nice.
Yes.
Gosh darn it, I love that every dang time.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, that's so good.
When they do the edging and then they power wash
and then
it
they
off.
Blow it.
Yes.
Oh.
So good.
Why is that good? My gosh, I have reached the age where I find that to be somewhat more alluring than other things that I would find on the internet.
I do understand what you're saying. Yes.
My God. Or what's the other one? Sometimes I watch guys cook or grill.
Yeah. I've been watching do some sort of crock pot recipe every dang night. And he just pops up and he's so friendly.
How does it? And then you click on it once and then I get 13 mm-hmm. other lawnmower guys.
That that's going around cleaning up people's yards.
Edging yards. And I watch them all. I hate myself for it a little bit.
You're 4 minutes later, doggone it, I fell for that again.
Yeah, I saw one where they cleaned up a whole baseball field and de-weeded it. Man, that was nice. Gosh, darn it.
It make you want to go out and trim your yard?
No, it made me want them to come over and trim my yard.
I was like,
I can never do it that good. And then when they do it in fast speed, it makes it look like they got it done in like 10 minutes.
Right.
Which is great. It's kind of like when you watch crime shows and they find the killer in 40 minutes.
Yes.
You know
it really takes 40 weeks.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long. Yeah, I mean, it might take 40 weeks just to get to the body examiner to get back to you with a report.
Right.
Love that.